Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to go to the guest line this morning, and we welcome into the show assistant professor and state extension specialist in soybean agronomy at Mizzou. It is Andrew Reese, and the reason we're having Andrew or Andre on the show is because there could be a problem with the yield this year, and it could mean some pretty big issues for Missouri farmers, which means that's not great for the state. So, Andre, we appreciate you being with us today. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Thanks for having me here today.
Andre, tell us what's happening here, because we know we say, hey, there's going to be a decline in the yield of soybeans in Missouri, and people go, okay. Why is this a big deal, though?
Yes, sure. So, well, it has been hot and dry lately, right? August was the second driest August in the whole historical series in Missouri across the whole state. And that impacted soybean yields. And soybean is the main crop planted in Missouri, and it contributes a whole deal for the Missouri economy.
Yeah, and it's not just a cash crop domestically. It's a crop that historically has been a large export for Missouri farmers. And, of course, those are affected now by tariffs. How big of an economic impact is this, you know, combination of tariffs and temperature going to have on our farmers?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and hard to pinpoint the size of the economical impact. The mixture of tariffs and bad weather, it's never a good mixture to have. So in one hand, we have this tariff war and other countries that can substitute the U.S. as global suppliers of soybean. And soybean is widely used as feedstock. There is no other protein source to feed fisheries, poultry, beef cattle, dairy cattle in the world. So soybean is the main crop to do so. And with the tariff war, other suppliers, as you know, countries in South America, they tend to occupy the role of the U.S. in that regard with China or Europe, right? So right there, just isolating this factor is already a bad news or a bad deal for the U.S. But the weather is a completely different ballpark or problem that we are having this season, right? So the soybeans and mostly soybeans in the state, they were heading to potential yield breaking record year. Until July, the weather was perfect with a very nice rainfall. It was a wet spring, so the crops in the field were looking perfect, I would say. But then we had August, and now the production is forecasted to decrease a little bit. It won't be a completely harvest fail. You know, crop farmers will be harvesting. The yields will be, you know, decent, but below the previous expectation, and likely below the historical yield in Missouri.
So how often does that happen where everything looks to be on track to be a really good year for production, and then suddenly the weather just really changes and affects all of it? Because that's what it sounds like happened this year.
Yes, not often that kind of a situation occurs. Usually we will have, the weather not super good since the beginning of the season, so farmers, they have a good expectation from the beginning that yields are going to be higher or lower, but this season was different in that regard. So the conditions were great, so very likely farmers were, investing or having a different expectation, and not only farmers, but the whole industry, right? Logistics, elevators, everybody that somehow take place in the soybean industry in Missouri. And suddenly, or not so suddenly, but August was, a turning point for the weather. And August is the time of the year where soybean and other crops, but mostly soybeans, are defining the yield. So it's the seed filling stage, and in that stage we need good rainfall and good radiation, solar radiation we had, but the rainfall was way below the historical average. And changing the rules of the game is never good for farmers or the industry overall.
How big is the footprint of the drought? Is it affecting all soybean that's grown in the U.S., or is it isolated more to a Midwest geography?
I would say the Midwest geography got hit badly than other regions. For instance, the Mid-South, many states or counties in the Mid-South, they have irrigated beans, so drought is not a concern. And that would be also true for the southeast region of Missouri, the Boot Hill region. Over there, there are many soybean production going under irrigation. So for irrigated areas, the yield reduction is not expected as much as the dry land or rain-fed region. But for the central part of the state and the north part of the state, as well as Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Indiana, overall, it has been a dry season compared to other years.
So listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Soybeans are the number one crop grown in Missouri, and it's a crop that's grown wherever there is agriculture in the state. They're growing soybeans, right? It's not you see it, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So usually the typical production system in Missouri and in the Midwest as a region is to have a crop rotation between corn and soybeans. So one year would be corn, the following year would be soybeans. And some farmers, they also have wheat in their crop rotation. But soybean is in a production system with corn and wheat. But usually corn is planted first in the spring. So for the corn in Missouri this season, the drought was not so impactful because, I mean, corn had a different crop physiology, but also it has been planted earlier than soybean. But soybean usually is planted after corn, and the drought hit the soybean during a very critical yield defining stage. But answering your question, yes, soybean is very prevalent in the Missouri landscape, and usually is under rotation with corn and sometime wheat.
So, Andre, last thing for you, how badly will farms be affected in terms of economics? And, you know, is it a situation where they're going to have a tough time recovering it here in Missouri?
Yes, I would say it's going to be a bad year for soybean farmers in Missouri, not only because of the drought impact on yield, but also because of the tariff war and the low commodity price. So the margins are red is small, and now with a potential reduction of yield, farmers will have a hard time to stay in black. So it's very likely to have farmers not being able to reinvest or, you know, stay in a good financial position after the end of the season.
Andre Reese, assistant professor and state extension specialist in soybean agronomy at Mizzou. We appreciate your time. Thank you for visiting with us today.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.